I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Obviously, what's going on right now in New England is remarkable. Vrabel has him at 11-2. Drake May is almost first in everything. And the second-year quarterback, who's barely started, I think, two dozen games in the NFL, DMAC, is now the front-runner for MVP in the league. Just tell me, how surprised are you that the Patriots are this far ahead of schedule and doing this well? And what do you think they need to do when they come off the bye to stay focused, stay on track, and maybe lock in that seed, number one, get that bye, and maybe even make a deep playoff run?
Yeah, I am a little surprised that it's the number one seed. I had said before the season, I thought they were good enough to be a playoff team. I thought possibly getting in the wild card. I thought they would finish second in a division behind the Buffalo Bills. So I'm not surprised that they're a good football team. I am definitely surprised that they are the number one seed. And then on top of that, they're 11-2. And think about this, like, they're 11-2, and we're going to say they're two losses to Pittsburgh and the Raiders, five turnovers against Pittsburgh, and then they lost to the Raiders. Like, you watch the Raiders, you're like, wait, the Patriots lost to the Raiders, and then you remember it was week one, and week one's a lie, blah, blah, blah. But, like, the way that they've gotten better is ridiculous to me. The focus, the preparation, like how into the details they are, like week after week, that has impressed me. Like, that is so cool to see, because it's what every team strives for. Like, that is the goal for each team. Like, hey, we're struggling in this. Okay, we go do that. All right, we're struggling with this. All right, let's fix that. And then I remember Belichick used to always say, let's make our weaknesses okay. Let's make our weaknesses good, but let's make our strengths great. Don't let our strengths slip because we're only focusing on our week. Like, whatever you do well, you got to go in every game. We got to be able to count on that. And I think for this team, that's how they're moving. All right, man, defensively, they don't really start the game that well. Let up long drives. But after that, they get in this grind and they get in this groove and they're pressuring you. They're becoming great at that. They're becoming great on special teams, taking advantage of those different things. Offensively, it's all about spreading the ball around. They're becoming great at that. That week in, week out, we're like, yep, we can count on that. We see it. So for me, how do they finish this? Continue to do what they're doing. Like, I watched the Cincinnati game, and I was nervous for the team going into Monday night. I was like, the Cincinnati game, a little bit of a drop-off, not at the same level it felt like, and injuries. Now, all of a sudden, this is the first time as you walk out of a game, man, Will Campbell's out, Jaren Wilson's out. Dang, like, how we overcome that? Oh, man, we had lost Milton Williams. Now, Kyrus Tonga. Man, those are two big guys in our interior that's been a big part
Hell
of
yeah.
played. And then you come out Monday night, and listen, the Giants are not a good football team. Not a good football team when it comes to being consistent. But they're a team that when they get it rolling, you turn on the Detroit Lions film, they're rolling. They're doing different things. Then they get their quarterback back, Jackson Dart. So I thought there would be an energy, and it was. I was talking to some of the Giants players and staff, you know, on the field Monday night, And like one guy was like, I'm ready to go. Like, I feel like we're going to beat the hell out of them today. Like there was no, yeah, like they were ready to go.
And they were not like, oh no, we're playing the Patriots. Exactly. We have to bow down to their greatness. Yeah,
exactly. And I think the history of it, right? Every time those two teams play, all of the history comes back. It's all over TV the whole week. So I thought that mentality and how they came out, and that to me was a coach who's a former player who's in there telling these guys, hey, it's a Monday night game. We got the bye week. Let's let it all rip. Let it all out. Don't hold anything back. And your preparation and how you play, how you take care of your body, let's go all out, and then we're going to get a break. And I think now, I think Vrabel's going to talk about this the whole time. We get this break, and then I remember Coach Belichick used to say it to us, put everything in a draw. When we come back after this bye week, any problems, anything that are not immediate things you need to fix with your family, put it away. Business, you know, media, like whatever it is, tell everybody, hey, I got 4 weeks left in the season, and then I want to go, and then my plan is to go win three games, and then I'll do anything you need. And I just think about for this team how special that moment is that we're now talking about that kind of conversation that I know Vrabel's been in, I've been in, so many of the former players have been in. They're now in that. And I think what's unique about this team is as young as they are in some key positions throughout that roster, there's a Hunter Henry, there's a Stephon Diggs, there's a Morgan Moses, there's a Robert Spillane. There's different guys. There's a Milton Williams that's young, but from last year, he just made that run. There's different guys that are in roles, Carlton Davis, that they've been a part of some of those runs that they know, hey, young fella, trust me. If we do this the right way, whatever deal you're about to sign, you'll make easily over $100,000 coming off of a Super Bowl win.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Like, that's easy, and I think they have that kind of presence to blend in with those younger guys of how to get it done. So it should be fun. I think the hard thing for them now is going forward, they're in the driver's seat. Every game is the biggest game of the year for the team they're playing. For when you play Buffalo and Baltimore, speaks for itself. That when you play the New York Jets again, when you play the Miami Dolphins again, their seasons could be over. Jet season will be over, basically. Miami's
Jet season is over before September, but that's fine.
Those two teams, how they go into their offseason will strictly be about if they can beat the Patriots at the end of the year. Like that will be the key.
And you remember what that was like too. Yeah, I'm with you 1,000%, but it's great to hear a former player's perspective who was challenged on the regular with a lot of wins, taking a bye week, and how you put it all in the drawer. And I'm sure those are Vrabel's his own coach, but he'll borrow from the greats if he needs to, as he puts together his portfolio and continues his excellent ascension towards being one of the best coaches. I think coach of the year this year, if I had a vote in the NFL.
I hope not. Them coach of the year has been bad luck for these coaches, man.
All right, I'm sorry. Sean McVay, you are the coach of the year. Oh, Vrabel, I'm so sorry. You're like probably like the best runner-up in the history. I mean, you really deserved it, coach, but can we offer you this bright, shiny Lombardi instead?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, the man did once say on a podcast he would, you know, do something to himself to win a Lombardi as a coach. We don't need to get into any of those details. But, yeah, man, like, you know what it's like to have every game that someone is playing be their Super Bowl. And so the Patriots are now going to like have to get back on schedule, and they have to be prepared for Buffalo to want to get payback, for Baltimore to try to win the North, and for the Jets and the Dolphins to say, hey, maybe our program isn't so bad because we played spoiler and kept the Patriots out of the top seed. So, and we'll see where it goes. Folks, he's not one of the best young broadcasters and analysts in the business for nothing. And of course, you love the fact that he flexes in every social broadcast he does with not one, not two, but three Lombardis behind him right there. Give him a follow also on the socials to get his analysis and watch him bust his brother's chops on occasion at Devin McCourty. D-Mac, it's always a pleasure. You were the first guy I thought of wanting to get the perspective on, both coach and owner, maybe going to the Hall of Fame and hearing about these Patriots. So keep up the awesome work. Look forward to you doing your thing on Sunday night before a huge game with the Texans and the Chiefs. And, thanks for always representing for the nation.
Definitely, man. Can't wait to see you add another like poster in the background. Maybe the 2025 team could get you a kid a poster on that famous wall right there, man.
Are you kidding me? I do the Drake May interviews every Monday on WEEI. Yeah, that's the closest thing I have to a flex. And I asked my 12-year-old son, Thomas, wonder who I named him after. it was better. Brady was too obvious, but Thomas was subtle enough. I actually asked Drake May a question during one of our interviews and said, my 12-year-old son, Thomas, is a huge fan of you. And I asked the question and Drake was like, oh man, tell him he's the man. So now I have an audio clip of Drake May telling Thomas that he's the man, that he gets to play on his iPhone to his friends on the school bus. That. Like, my dad got Drake May to say that I'm the man. Like, it's the vibe.
Now you're a cool dad, man. That's all that matters. Once you get to a certain age, you turn into Thomas's dad. Nobody knows your real name.
Listen, you and I both understand. Like, we got too many kids, and there's not enough hours in the day. We get it. Our resting state is perpetual exhaustion. But you know what? Wouldn't have it any other way. That's D-Mac, everybody. Thanks for listening to the latest Six Rings and Football Things, brought to you by WEEI Odyssey and 2400 Sports. Enjoy the bye week. Get your rest. Have the happiest and safest holidays. And we will talk to you next week to get you pumped and primed for the Bills at the Pats. Take care, everybody.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.